Today being the fifth day of Ramadan, 1,443 years after the Hijrah of the Prophet from the holy city of Makkah to the blessed city of Medina, equivalent to 17th April 2021, after the era of Anabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Our tafsir from Faculty of Engineering Mosque, Ahmadu Bello University, Zaria, continues from 40th ayah in Surah Al-Rum. Ustaz Yaqub Abdul Mumin will recite the Holy Quran while Professor Abdullah Al-Kenya will conduct the tafsir, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله الذي خلقكم ثم رزقكم ثم يميتكم ثم يحييكم هل من شركائكم من يفعل من ذلكم من شيء سبحانه وتعالى عما يشركون
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم ملك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق وناصر الحق بالحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين الله الذي خلقكم ثم رزقكم ثم يحييكم ثم يميتكم ثم يحييكم هل من شركائكم من يفعل من ذلك من شيء سبحانه وتعالى أما يشركون الله تبارك وتعالى after telling us that out of his science an khalaqakum min turabin thumma idha antum basharun tantashirun, that coming to this world is from this clay, this dust that he made us, then we will live in this world throughout witnessing his miracles of how he created others apart from us, how he will put us to make us to sleep, how he will give us wife, how all these things. Finally again, that out of his science is where that one day he will finally make us to rise. And that not only does he start the creation, it's very easy for him to repeat it. Then he now asks us that if we are finding it difficult, we should look at it. That all the time he blesses some people with wealth and he gives some people not in abundance. That we should always look at ourselves in relative to other people. When we find out that we are wealthier than others because others come to us and ask, that should make us to thank Allah and give back to others. We should try to give to our near relatives. We should try to give to those who don't have, to the wayfarers, to the poor. And that is one way we can make profit from Allah and get more from Allah. Not by trying to use our own common sense to look for interest, usury from people. All this, after saying it, then he now come back and he confirms to us again. This you should know. Allahu alladhi khalaqakum. Allah is the one that created you. Thumma razaqakum. And is the one that gave you the wealth that you are having. Thumma yumitukum. Is the one that after creating you and giving you wealth that you are living with, that sustains you, he is going to cause you to die. Thumma yuhiyikum. And he is also the one finally who is going to bring you back to life. Then he asks, hal min shurakaikum, means man yaf'al min zalikum min shay, then among those that you are associated partners or associated with me as partners, is there any of them that can do anything in this manner? Subhanahu wa ta'ala, amma yushrikun. Allah, glory be to him, and far away is he from any imperfection or any partner that they ascribe to him. So this is what Allah is telling us. So here, when Allah was telling us that وَمَا آتَيْتُمْ مِنْ رِبَا لِتُرْبُوا فِي أَمْوَالِ النَّاسِ فَلَا يَرْبُوا إِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَمَا آتَيْتُمْ مِنْ زَكَاةٍ تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ. Whatever we give as zakah, as sadaqah, to seek for the countenance of Allah, it is the one that will be multiplied. And he also told us, فَآتِ ذَا الْقُرْبَى حَقَّهُ وَالْمِسْكِينَ وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ. Those that we know are close relatives, let us give them their right, حَقَّهُ. Then he told us, this world that we are talking about, اللَّهُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ. Even you, yourself, Allah gave you yourself as a gift. He created you. ثُمَّ رَزَقَكُمْ. This wealth that you are talking about is not for you, for it's Allah that gave it to you. So if it is Allah that gave it to you, did he tell you how you should spend this wealth? This is what he has told you. حَقٌّ مَعْلُومٌ لِلسَّائِلٍ وَالْمَحْرُومٌ. He said, anytime you get your wealth, even before you spend it, put aside the one that you are going to spend for the cost that Allah asked you to spend it for. Anytime Allah gave you any wealth, it's not all is not for you. All is for you to seek for the hereafter. But know that all of it, you just take it and eat and in seeking for the hereafter, give some to yourself to make yourself strong to continue your life. The remaining, sa'ili, the one that is a beggar, give him his own. Wal maharum, the one that is not a beggar but he doesn't have enough and he will not ask you, you know, give them their own. The one that is composite for you to give, the zakah itself, give it out. Wa anfiku mimma ja'alakum mustakhlafina fihi. In Arab, Allah said, I put you in charge of a wealth, spend out of it. I'm not asking you to spend all. So all of us, we should know. Even if you are on salary, and your salary in a month is 10,000, immediately you take the 10,000, know that all is not for you. Where is Hakun Ma'alum, Lisa'il wal Maharum? Where is the one that is the right of those that are your relatives? Where is it? Don't say, 10,000, what will it do for me? What if Allah did not give you? There are people who do not get the 10,000. So maybe, okay, I have a family, I have a wife, this 10,000 to Allah, thank you, I will manage it. I will put down 9,000. I will take 1,000 and keep it to spend on other things. You select the relatives that you can spend on, give them the little you can. You keep some waiting for those that will beg you. 20 naira, 30 naira, give it to them. When it finishes, Allah, I have done my best. People will still be asking you, because some people normally, Allah sometimes will give you a dress. Walakat karramna bani Adam. Allah has said, I have indeed given dignity to children of Adam. Sometimes Allah will give you such a dignity that people will see you, they will think that you are a billionaire or a millionaire, and you don't have. But Allah wishes that people should see you in dignity. Because once they see you in dignity, they will not harm you. But if Allah sees your dignity, and says he has given you dignity, also try to tell Allah, I will try to go beyond just that dignity and be among the most dignified. Because this is what he told you. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Khalaqa al-insana min alaq. Iqra wa rabbuka al-akram. Allah said, he has given you dignity. Don't bring it down. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. Try to take it up. Inna akramakum inda Allahi atqakum. The one that is most virtuous, most noble among you is the one that is most fearful of Allah. So Allah brought you out in dignity. Go up. If not, you are going down. So if Allah has done this for you, Allah has given you dignity, he has given you wealth, you have spent it, you have done your own. But the wealth principally for the first instant is not for you. Even your body is not for you. Allah gave you on loan because it is the vehicle you need to move on earth. Once you finish from this earth, this vehicle will be taken away from you. منها خلقناكم وفيها نعيدكم ومنها نخرجكم تارة أخرى. It will be taken back to where it belongs. It's dust. It will go back to dust. To maintain this vehicle, you also need dust and that water that was used, because water is the life. والذي خلق من الماء بشرا وجعله نسبا وصهرا. Allah said he created from water mankind. But that dust that he put of different colors make you to become different colors, different habits. So, but the water itself is pure. So it's for you to use this vehicle as long as you are moving. Just like your car. If you are in your car, it has two eyes. It has a body. It has a color. It has its tires. If you use that car for several times, children will come to know you in that car. Everybody will come to know you in that car. When the car is just passing, they say, ah, that's a Lokene going. They have not seen him inside. They've only seen the car. The same thing, you are inside this body. From the day you are giving birth to, people come to realize that this shape, this color, belongs to this person called Abdullahi. So after some times, people will be calling him Abdullahi. Even if you are unlucky, Jinnu came to inhabit your body. The time he sees him, people are still calling you Abdullahi. Because this body is just for you to use in this world. So use it properly, because by the time you finish this world, the body will go back to the one that sent him to you to use. At that time, they will owe the responsibility back to the owner. يَوَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشَدْ أَرْجُلِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ أَلَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ أَيْنَيْنِ وَلِسَانًا وَشَفَتَيْنِ وَهَدَيْنَاهُ نَجْدَيْنِ. That day, the eyes themselves will say, I was made to see this. Don't you see that before you see, your eyes have to take permission, register it in your memory before your memory tells you what you have seen? Your sensory nerves. Everything you do, manzala yeshua indahu illa bi'izni. There is nothing you do, you're talking, you're seeing, you're lying down, you're moving a step, that you have not, your sense has not taken permission from Allah before he does it. So Allah knows exactly where you are. Wallahu ya'lamu wa antum la ta'lamun. Allah knows everything about you. And then there are even things in your body that are meant to permanently record what you are doing. Your fingernails are permanent recorders. They are coming out, they are recording, it's filled up, it's taken up, it's buried, it's taken up, it's buried, it's taken up, it's buried. The hair, the same thing, they are recording, it's taken out, it's buried, it's taken out, it's buried. All these ones, when they are put in their own players and they have German, they will play what you have done. So that's why Allah is telling us, Allahu allazi khalaqakum, thumma razaqakum, thumma yumitukum, thumma yuhiikum. Hal min shurakaikum, man yaf'al min zalikum min shay. Subhanahu wa ta'ala amma yushrikun. You will never get any partner of yours that can ever do this. If somebody comes to tell you, for example, that God has Allah, like some people say, there is God, there is another Allah. No. Kul huwa Allah ahad. There is only one Allah. If you say no, but what we are saying is that he is his son. Ask him, should a son have the capacity of the father, or he shouldn't have? Because every father wishes that his son should have his own capacity and even build on what he has done. Is that not so? No. That's why he's called Ibn, one that came to build on what the father has done. Because if your son did not build on what he met you on, then he has brought you down. Status quo is not acceptable. Because your father is your own foundation. You should grew on it to be a foundation for others. The car we met when we were children in the 50s is not the same car we are riding today. The kind of road at that time is not the kind of road today. Engineers have built on that. Scientists have built on that. Tomorrow, scientists will build on this. What we have before our hand now will be child's play. Before, there were no television, only radio. Now you now have television. On television, they have built on it. You now have phones. On phone, you now have internet. It's going up. So if the person says, so Allah has a son, then the son should have built on what Allah has done, and we should have seen that he has done more. Then call us that son. Let us see him. We'll ask him, Allah created this world, and he created us and put us inside. Can you create another world and create people that are better than us? Take us to go and visit that world. Let us see it. If he cannot, then Allah has no son. A son should do what the father can do, just because somebody bring something that is dead to life? He has only revived. Several times we see somebody is nearly dying, he's revived. There are miracles. But for a son, the son should do exactly what the father has done. If Allah has a son, then he will have also created his own world somewhere. And he can invite you to come and see. So, subhanahu wa ta'ala, amma yushrikun, whatever you associate with Allah, it cannot be Allah. Because those things did not create you, did not give you wealth, cannot cause you to die.
ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس ليذيقهم بعض الذي عملوا لعلهم يرجعون.
ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس ليذيقهم بعض الذي عملوا لعلهم يرجعون. Allah is not coming to tell us our problem. Zahar al-fasadu fil barri wal bahri. Al-fasadu, evil, Zahara has shown itself up. Fil barri wal bahri, on land and on sea, bima kasabat aydin nasi, because of what the hands of mankind has brought to itself. Li yuzikahum ba'da allazi amilu, so that Allah will make them to taste some of the work that they have done themselves, evil work they have done. If they test it that they know evil is evil, la allahum yarjun, maybe they return back to the correct path. Because Allah told us that faqim wajhaka lid-din hanifa fitrat la allati fatara an-nas alayha. Allah set this world onto a natural course. Then people will say, no, we don't believe in what Allah said, we have our own common sense. In doing that, they are spoiling things. For don't think that they are building anything. Whatever does not follow the path of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is evil. Anything you do, if it's not along his path, wallahi, it's evil. If it's small, it's small evil. If it's big, it's big evil. Allah showed us that he has set up everything. Out of his sign is that he created us. We can't go to the lab and say, we now want to do another creation that can look like human being. If we try to do it, no, it is evil. The evil will come to catch up with us. Allah has said, he is the one who created our spouses for us. We can't go ahead and say we are creating holograms, like people are doing now. They are creating holograms. Dummies that look like a human being, they put machine inside, it can talk, it can respond. The body is soft. And people say, no, they are even marrying the hologram. They will keep in the house to represent human being. You can't be pregnant, you can't give child, there's nothing you can do. You can't turn a man into a woman, you can't turn a woman into a man. What Allah said he created for us is what he has created for us. Allah said he's one who created, who gives for us night to rest in and the day for us to look for our livelihood. You cannot change it. You can't suddenly say, okay, this city is a night city. You want to make the night to become day. Don't think that you have achieved anything. It's evil you have caused. That evil is going to come back to you. Then Allah also tells us that he is one who brings rain to us. He shows us lightning all the time and then bring rain to us. You can't say today you will stop rain. You only do by irrigation. Where will you get the water? From the aquifer. Who kept it there for you? It's Allah. So let us try our best. Any evil we see anytime is our hand that bring it. وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُو عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. Allah says, any evil you see on earth, it is your hand that brought it. Allah allow it to come so that maybe if you test it, you now know it's not good, you will leave it. Look at what everybody is doing today. Everybody knows this is the correct thing, but they are plotting to show that a good person is a bad person. وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ مَكِرٍ. It is within your plot that Allah will deal with you. Your own plot is what Allah will use to deal with you. Allah is saying, "Zahar al-fasad fi al-barri wal-bahri bima kasabat aydin nas liyudhiqahum ba'da allazi 'amilu la'allahum yarji'un." When they taste the evil of their own handiwork, maybe they will return back to the path. If they don't return back to the path, Allah is waiting for them. Inna rabbaka labil mursal. Allah is patient. He said he is, one of his attributes is as-sabur. you would never see anything that can be more patient than God. Any attribute you say Allah called himself, it is his own attribute. He will wait. People do what you want to do. You can even kill his prophets. There are prophets. There was a time that the people of the Jewish people, in a day, they killed over 70 prophets. In those days, as you have ulama now, it's not ulama you have, they're all prophets. You can have up to 100, 200 prophets in one nation at a time. There was a time they killed over 70 prophets and they still went to the market the same day. To show you that they cared less. They will say, okay, we want to marry this lady. You say, okay, you cannot marry your sister, but we found her that she is very good. After all, at the initial stage of life, people used to marry their own sisters. Make it halal for us. Today, they are not even asking the ulama. But in some places, they are also asking some religious people. So people now are taking men to the churches or to say that, give us permission to marry him. And in some places, they have married. But Nigerians, they say, no, we don't know that in our Christian religion. There are people today who are going to religious sites to go and get a woman married to another woman. These things have happened before. And all these are evil that have pervaded the earth. And at the end of the day, we are all of our feet is what we are also paying for, that we see evil coming to us from left and right. We should stand up and speak against it. At one time, people wanted to go to the House of Assembly to say that they want to seek for the rights of the gays. Where did we allow ourselves to get to this stage? Instead of us to fight for what Allah has said is clear, is there any Muslim who will deny that zina is haram? Is there any Muslim who will deny that gay is haram, is not in Islam? Is there any Muslim who will deny that lesbian is haram, is not allowed in Islam? Why don't we fight for this thing that we know that it is very clear in Islam? Inna al-halala bayyinun wa inna al-harama bayyinun. Why will we not fight what is clearly haram and what is clearly halal? Fight for it. What are we fighting for? What you are, it's like you are looking for a needle in a haystack, or you are looking for a needle inside the desert. You say, bid'ah, where is it? You are looking for it inside the desert, you cannot see it. So Allah will sometimes allow us to taste this evil, so that maybe we will return from the evil that our hands are bringing. May Allah save us from the evil of others. Allah said, fear fitna, fear tribulations that will come to you from evil that was done by some people, other people. They are living with you. Today, if they say, God forbid bad things, there are kidnappers on campus. They came to kidnap some Americans on this campus. And Americans said they must get their people out in this campus that the kidnappers are. All of us, are we not going to have problem? They will bring in their soldiers. They don't care. As long as their own citizens, they are able to take them out, other people can die. So if America said they are fighting with the people and you are with those people, you too, you suffer. Let alone Allah. Allah is fighting with those that are doing evil. And we are with those people that are doing evil. So if we are testing any problem, you find kidnappers, you find Boko Haram, you find this. We are only lucky for that it is a small stage like this. Why Afu and Kasir? Allah has forgiven a lot. If not, there should be no Nigeria by now. Even the world should not be existing by now. May Allah save us in the face of all these evils. Amen.
قل سيروا في الأرض فانظروا كيف كان عاقبة الذين من قبل كان أكثرهم مشركين.
قل سيروا في الأرض فانظروا كيف كان عاقبة الذين من قبل كان أكثرهم مشركين. الله asked us there. أَلَمْ يَتَفَكَّرُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ. Do they not contemplate in themselves? He asked us again. أَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Do they not go on the earth to see what's happening? Then he now told us, ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. On earth, evil are going on. On the land. On the sea, evil are going on. Boko Haram, kidnapping, Syria, Jordan, another time is Chechnya, another time is Afghanistan, like that. In the sea too, evil is going on, piracy is going on, people are stealing in the sea, they are setting up, they are bunkering our wealth in the sea, all this. If you say you don't know that all this evil is going, Prophet, tell them, cool, tell them, siru fil ard, then go about on earth. Today it has been made easy for us to go anywhere we want to go. Siru fil ard, fanzuru kayfa kana akibatu allatheena min qabl. Let them see what is the end of those that were before them. Kan aktharuhum mushrikeen. It is that a lot of them were those that associated partners with Allah. If in those days you want to travel from Okene to Zaria, we spend 2 days. Just in this 71, when we're coming to university, we spent 2 days. To go at that time to Britain, you go to the airport and you have to sleep. Sometimes you spend 2 days. You cannot take your ticket far. It is when you get to the place, you are going to get your ticket. Then you have to wait to be sure that your name is in the manifest. Then before you go to the airport, you go then the same way when you're going back. Today, you can even plan your journey in the house before going. Even if you don't have the money to travel, you can do virtual travel today. Just take the internet. Find out what is happening in the sea now, in US now, in Europe now, in Saudi Arabia now. In every, you can see what's happening in the world today, sitting down in your room. So all of us, we should try. This one is the command. Allah is telling the Prophet to tell us, cool, siru fil ard, fil ard, all of you, go about on the earth. Fanzuru kayfa kana akibatu allatheena min qabl. See what was the end of those before you. Adawa, the people of Ad. Look at their lofty structures that they built, still close to Sana'a area. Beautiful structure. Inside the mountain, they are still there. Till today, we have not been able to, at our level, to have our buildings inside the rock so that it will have enough ventilation and we stay inside it. At that time, they were able to build, have structures inside the rock, and they stayed there with ventilation and everything. How they did it up to today, we don't know. That's why Allah said in another place, "Kanu ashaddu minkum quwwatan wa asarul ardu wa amaru akthar mimma amaruha." They were stronger than you. They went through the earth, did whatever they want to do. They used to have what they call hanging gardens. You have a house, you see a garden on top of the house hanging. It's not for you to know that an evil slave man, just because he was expecting his own somebody he wishes to marry, probably he made a road of over 40 kilometers, all of it is gold. He isn't tarring the road. We are just using bitumen to tar our road. It's enough for you to know that Karuna was so rich that in Namafati or Latano bil Osbatin, Ul Kuwati, even the key to open his treasure, one person cannot carry it. And it's all gold inside. Even just now, Mansa Musa, the richest man that has is recorded for, is a Muslim. When Mansa Musa was going to Hajj, he went with thousands of people. Each of them were holding gold in their hand to spend. They spent so much gold on their way to Hajj that the cost of gold for over 10 years came down. Mansa Musa does not spend anything. It's gold he will spend. Over 10,000 people that followed him, 1,000 of them were, over 1,000 of them were his personal servant. None of them was holding less than probably in the neighborhood of 100 million naira. Each of them, what are you having today that you don't allow yourself to rest? And yet he went to Hajj. He was going to Hajj, but with over 10,000 people, he went to Hajj. The convoy is more than a day length. And all of them, they have pouches of gold. If they want to buy something anywhere they go, what they want to buy is gold and pain. They have nothing to use pain except gold. They want to buy food, they use gold to pay. For 10 years, from Saudi Arabia, then it was called Arabian Peninsula, through Egypt, down to Mali, where he is, from Africa here, the cost of gold in the world came down.
for 10 years because of the gold. Where he got his gold, nobody knows. The wealth is in the hand of Allah. So go about the art. See people that were before you. Some of them were Muslims. Look at, we are talking of Moses. We are talking of Mansa Musa. We are talking of Solomon. We are talking of Jesus Christ. We are talking of Abraham. But a lot of them, Kana Aksarhum, Mushrikeen, they associate partners with Allah. Where are they today? They are inside the earth, suffering. Karuna is still going down inside the earth till today, with his wealth. So may Allah save all of us, and may Allah make us to be among those that are people of Allah.
فأقم وجهك للدين القيم من قبل أن ياتي يوم لا مرد له من الله يومئذ يصدعون.
فأقم وجهك للدين القيم من قبل أن ياتي يوم لا مرد له من الله يومئذ يصدعون. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is now telling us. He has told us that فَاكِمْ وَجَهَ الْدِينِ خَنِيفَ فِطْرَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي فَطَرَ النَّاسَ عَلَيْهَا لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِخَلْقِ اللَّهِ ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ. He has told us before that this world, for he has set it out عَلَى لَهُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرُ. He has created and he has set it on a particular mode of disposition called natural disposition. He makes us to be small, to grow up, to be able to procreate, to become old, to have knowledge, then to lose the knowledge, then to go back to God. This is the way he has done it. He has also done it that if he gives you wealth, you spend it for Allah, you spend it for the close and close neighbors and the kids and kin, Allah will increase your wealth. He has also done it that if you do good, you will see good. All these things is the way Allah has set up his life. O Prophet, tell them, kul siru fil ard. Tell them again, Fa'akim, O you Prophet, Fa'akim wajhaka lidin kayyum. Set your countenance on the path of Allah. Whoever doesn't want to follow it, don't bother about them. Those that follow you by setting their face to the path of Allah. Min qabli an yati yawmun. Before a day will come, la maradda lahu min Allah. That day, nobody can stop it from coming. Yawma izin, that day, yasadda'un, they will break it into different parties. So today you have the strength. Follow the Prophet. My dear brothers, follow the Prophet. Whatever the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says is bad, is bad. Don't anybody allow you. Oh, no, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in a hadith said, Al-Harbu Hud'ah. War is trick. So you have to do trick to defeat this rule. A lot of people people use some statement of the Prophet to deceive people by using it out of context. The Prophet said this. Did he say you should go and cheat your own fellow brother Muslims? A day will come, you will not have time and you will not have opportunity to say go right or go left. That day, you will be separated. People that are dead, that are in their grave now, if some are given the opportunity to just come to this fold for 1 minute, this 1 minute, Sheikh Ibrahim Nasi used to say, this is your minute. He said, take care of it, Fa. This minute that people are saying, minute, that you are now talking about, say, take care of it, Fa. It's very costly. But we take it as a play matter. You sit down, you are just laughing. If you die, wallahi, you will look for 1 minute to come back to the world. 1 minute, you cannot get it. Therefore, today, not tomorrow, فَأَكِمْ وَجَكَ لِدِّينِ الْقَيِّمِ. This religion that is upright, put your face to it, O Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Those that follow you should follow you. Before a day will come, that day there is nobody that can return it. For you, the day you die, nobody can change it. For the whole world, the day the world is brought back to life, nobody can change it. You're amazing. You're shut down. That day, everybody will put into parties. Farikum fil jannati or farikum fil sa'ir. A party that day for sure is going to go to paradise. A party for sure that day is going to go to hell. May Allah make us to go to paradise.
Amen. Man kafara fa'alayhi kufru. وَمَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَلِأَنفُسِهِمْ يَمْهَدُونَ.
مَنْ كَفَرَ فَعَلَيْهِ كُفْرُهُ وَمَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَلِأَنفُسِهِمْ يَمْهَدُونَ. Allah therefore said, tell them, O Prophet
sallallahu alaihi
wasallam, you Prophet, put your face to follow the path of Allah strictly. Anybody that follows you, fine. Anybody that refuses, man kafara, fa alayhi kufruhu. Whoever denies it, then his denial will be on himself that day. On amila salihan, whoever does righteous work, he's not doing it for me now, Allah is saying. For the anfusihim, it is for themselves, yamhadu, that they are preparing a good end. The white people, they said, the way you make your bed is the way you lie on it. If you prepare yourself, you know, all of you, the day you came to work, you know, one day you're going to retire. From that day, start planning for the day you retire. Don't wait until you retire before you start planning. From the day you start work, know that the easiest thing to come is the day you'll end the work. You either die before the end of the work, or you'll one day work and you retire and you leave. The time you retire, you'll not be earning again. If you are strong and you start a trade, today you are making profit. You are making profit. People, women, they want you to spend all the money in just momentary enjoyment. But you should have common sense that one day, if I will be old, I will not be strong to earn what I'm earning now. Start planning for that day. The same thing when you come into this world, you have seen people dying. When they die, where do they go? You are told. If you don't know, those that are dead now, they now know. We, the child in the womb, do we know it's a child or not? We know. Do we know he's going to come to this world or not? We know. Does he know? He doesn't. Now we are in the womb of the world. The people that have already left the womb of the world, they know we are coming to where they are now. There are those that have gone there. There are those that are in this world and they are seen there. The Prophet is one of them. The Prophet used to tell people, he said, وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَشُخْ, I warn you regarding being greedy, because it destroyed those before you. He said, I'm not afraid for you, of this shirku, like I'm afraid for you to be greedy and niggardly. I'm being miserly. I'm more afraid of you on those things. He said, أَنَا أَفَرَتُمْ, I'm the one that is preceding all of you to go. But all of you shall meet me at the fountain. And I'm seeing the fountain now. In Atina Kalkosa, the Prophet said, I'm seeing the fountain now. In Israel, when Miraj, he said, he saw hell. This was in hell. He saw heaven. This is what is in heaven. This is even the place. This is the paradise. This is the place where Sayyidina Abu Bakr is. This is where Sayyidina Umar is. He saw it. He even had the footstep of Bilal. We are the one that we have yesterday and today and tomorrow. Take the sun away. Where is yesterday now? Immediately you take the sun away, then there's no yesterday, there's no today, there's no tomorrow. Everything is now back to one. Now you have the X axis, you have the Y axis, you have the Z axis, then you have the G axis, measuring time. All will go. Then yesterday and today and tomorrow come together. An wahid. So there are people who can see it now. That's why it is important for you to always try to go up. And the extent of your paradise, is the extent of what you know in this world before going. What you don't know, how can you seek for it? That's why we are asked to follow the ulama. No, because we don't know. They know. By following them, automatically what they know, they have given us, we know it. They have committed it to writing. Most of them. By the time you read it, you know, oh, actually, this is like this, this is like this. To the extent you know, to the extent your paradise is. To the extent you are able to make zikr, as you are making astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. The first one, Allah has used it in forgiving you. The rest, Allah is using it to expand your paradise. La ilaha illallah, Allah is using it to expand your paradise. La ilaha illallah, Allah is using it to beautify your paradise. All this zikr, that the more you recite it, the more your paradise is increased until the day of judgment. Nobody should cheat you that you should stop doing zikr. What are you going to be doing in the world? The angels, you said, Bihuna Layla wa Nahara, lie after room. Constantly they are making tasbih. They don't stop. Why don't you ask them what is the tasbih doing for them? Allah said, I brought you I created you so that you can worship me. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونِ. You are supposed to worship Allah 24 hours, 7 days of the week. From the beginning of your life to the end of your life. So whoever, وَمَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَلِأَنفُسِهِمْ يَمْهَدُونَ. Whoever does good work continuously, it's like he's preparing his bed that he's going to lie on tomorrow. It's like he's preparing Yamhadun. Mahida is like you're preparing where your resting place tomorrow. It's not when somebody dies, you now bring a lot of money. Let me slaughter a cow for him. Let me celebrate my. No. The only thing you can benefit him is what you recite for him. If you are his son, if you are his close people, if you are his fellow Muslims. So may Allah make us to be able to prepare well for the hereafter. Jal Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
ليجزي الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات من فضله إنه لا يحب الكافرين.
ليجزي الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات من فضله إنه لا يحب الكافرين. Allah said, He has done all this, that the world will start, it will end. You stay small on earth to test you. Those that deny, he knows. Those that does good, he knows. لِيَجْزِيَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. So that he can reward those that believe in Allah, in the messengers of Allah, and does the good work they were asked to do. مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. When he's going to reward them, he's going to reward them from his own bounties. And the bounties of Allah has no end. Know this. Innahu, that for sure Allah, la yuhibbul kafirin, he doesn't like people that are given to denial. Huh? Somebody is telling you, if you sit down, you fast, Allah will give you this reward. Who told you to fast Rajab? We have not seen it. If you have not seen it, other people have seen it. You have been told, do istighfar. This is what you are going to get. No, who tell you that? It's a lie. If you have not seen it, other people have seen it. Ask yourself what people are asking you to do. What is bad in what they are asking you to do? Somebody is asking you to fast. When has fasting ever become a blame? Do you say fast for the whole of your life? He said, no, in Rajab, fast the much you can fast. Said, no, that hadith is weak. Then go and keep your own weakness with the hadith. Allah said, those that do good work, all these people, لِيَجْزِيَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْكَافِرِينَ. Allah does not love those that are given to deniers. They deny Allah, they deny the Prophet. They don't know they are denying. Because you are the one that said, صَرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. If you don't follow those that Allah is pleased with, already you have denied Allah and the Prophet. May Allah forgive us.
ومن آياته أن يرسل الرياح مبشرات وليذيقكم من رحمته ولتجري الفلك بأمره ولتبتغوا من فضله ولعلكم تشكرون.
ومن آياته أن يرسل الرياح مبشرات وليذيقكم من رحمته ولتجري الفلك بأمره ولتبتغوا من فضله ولعلكم تشكرون. Always, this is where Allah wants us to end. To end up in people that are grateful. Out of the signs of Allah, he has been mentioning his signs. Look at his signs again. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ يُرْسِلَ الرِّيَاحَ. Out of his signs is that Allah will send wind, مُبَشِّرَاتٍ, to give you glad tidings, good news. وَلِذِيكَكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ. One of these glad tidings is that he will now send to you his own rahmah mercy. You see rain falling. You are hot. All of us, we are feeling hot now. If rain falls, I will feel happy. وَلْتَجِرَ الْفُلْكُ بِأَمْرِهِ. And you will also be able to, the water comes. If our rivers, there was no enough water, it is filled with sand. By the time the rain comes, it will rise up our ship will be able to now flow inside it. Then in the sea, the wind he sent will be able to help to move our ship. And then we are able, with this wind on the sea, on our rivers, with the rain, we are able to seek for his bounties. That perchance we shall be very grateful to Allah. Allah said, no, whenever you sit down, is it tree you are standing underneath? When you stand under the tree, what will normally happen? You see there is, first of all, coolness. Then you see there is ventilation. Wind will come. When you plant tree, automatically the ambient air that place has been changed. It's now cold. Because it is cold, it is denser. Then the outside wind is hotter. It will flow. So you find air flowing. So then you feel comfort. This wind was set by Allah. Because of that, it's fitratul lahi lati fatara an-nas alayha, that when air is cold, it should be heavy. When it is hot, it should be light. The hot one will rise. The heavy one will come down. That's why anywhere you have trees, always you see air flowing, air flowing, air flowing. Then in the sea water itself is cold. So the air from the sky will come. When you are in the sea, it's always cold. Then the air, therefore, from the earth will go to the sea. That of the sea will come to the earth. Then always you see there is air moving. And Allah himself, the whole system, solar system, is moving. The sun is moving. The moon is moving. The earth itself is rotating. All this, then air is moving. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ يُرْسِلَ الرِّيَاحَ مُبَشِّرَاتٍ, giving you good news. وَلِيُذِيقَكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ. This rahama, water, you are created from water. Anytime water comes in a manner you want, you are happy. That's why if you want to purify yourself, you want to make ablution, you go for water. Whenever you don't find water, what was used to create you again? Dust. You go for dust. Between these trees, what you use for purification, because that was, it's your original primordial beginning. Waltajriel Fulku, the Amrihi, and you see the ship moving by the leave of Allah. Tell those on the sea, if the wind was to move the opposite direction, no matter the power of your engine, it cannot go. In those days, it was more glaring. That time they were using mast. Mast are patches of a cloth that when the wind goes against it, then it forces the ship to move. And they twist those masts, and that's how they're able to steer the ship until it goes to where it is going. Well, chapter going fatih, in all this far, you are seeking the bounties of Allah. Just weeks ago, one ship, only one ship, on the sea, there is a canal that is man-made called Suez Canal in Egypt. Because before, Africa and Europe, they are together. Just a strip of land, the sea to this side, the sea to this side. It was broken and made very wide by human beings so that ship can follow through that place, because it is shorter for Europeans to take their ship through that place. If not, they will have to go through South Africa down, make about over 9,000 kilometers of journey instead of that route. It's like you are coming to Zaria and there is no road entering Zaria. Then you have to go back, go through Ilorin, come back to Abuja, and come back to Kaduna. So the Suez Canal was created, but there is this ship called Ever Giving. This ship is over 400 meters long. 400 meters long, that's about half a kilometer long, the ship. About 50 meter wide. It was sailing and it blocked this Suez Canal. When it blocked it, it took a week for bulldozers to be brought in, for other ships to be brought in, to see how they can dislodge it, because it went inside the sand and it blocked it. Ship couldn't pass. All the other ship couldn't pass. After a week that they were able to remove it, they were charging the company that owned that ship $900 million for their losses. Because every day, about 9.6 billion of goods pass through that place. Every day. On this sifa, every day about 9.6 billion of goods pass through the Suez Canal every day. And that accounts for only 12% of the trade on the sea. Only 12%. Allah said, if you don't know, I am the one that make all these things possible for you. Why? So that you might say, Allah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, we thank you, we thank you. Allah, we thank you. Alhamdulillah. So when you sit down and you see that goods are brought to you from far and near, it's Allah that make it possible through the sea. Just one ship by mistake, block it for 1 week. A lot of ship had to go for over 9,000 kilometers to continue their journey. And the ship itself was given a fine of $900 million. So you can see what Allah has been doing for us. So let us be thankful to Allah at all the time. Sheikh Ahmad Tijani said, Ibadatuna, Ibadatu Shukur. Our own worship is worship of thankfulness. We don't see anything in everything Allah has done for us is good. Even when it is difficult. Kullama fa'alahu al-jalilu, huwa jamilun. Even if we see something strong from Allah, we know it is beautiful from Allah. We don't see anything, we say Allah, we thank you. For even coming to this world, Allah, we are grateful. Whatever we see in this world, Allah, we are grateful. So let us show gratitude to God. Alhamdulillah.
وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ رُسُلًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِمْ فَجَاءُوهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ فَانْتَقَمْنَا مِنَ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا وَكَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نَصْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ
وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِمْ فَجَاءُوهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ فَانْتَقَمْنَا مِنَ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا وَكَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نَصْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala said, look at how we are telling you in detail what Allah does, how Allah created you, how Allah make it comfortable for you on this earth. What does He want you to do? فَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ هِنَا تُمْسُونَ وَهِنَا تُسْبِحُونَ وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَهِنَا تُسْرُونَ We came, we brought you this world. We make it as be good to your kids and kindred. Be good to your neighbor. Allah is saying, telling you all this. Don't think that you are the only one we send this message to. Before you, this food that we said you should go and look at, Kana Aksal Humushirkin, date we sent to them. Walakadar Sanna, Min Kablika, Min Rusulin, Fajahum Bil Bayinati. Those that were before you, we have also sent to them messengers like we sent to you now. فَجَاءُهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ And each of them, they came with clear messages to their people. فَانْتَقَمْنَا مِنَ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا Those that were given to doing crime on earth, we seized them and punished them. فَكَانَ حَقًا عَلَيْنَا نَصْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ For sure, it's upon us that we must assist those that believe in us. We are told, those before that Allah perished, they also got clear message like we got now, but they refused to follow it. If we don't follow it, like those before us did not follow it, Allah said, فَانْتَقَمْنَا مِنَ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا Allah will not just seize people and punish them, except those that are criminal in tendencies. Ijram, mujrim, people that are given to doing crime. Always what they are thinking of, they don't want to follow the straight path in doing things. They want women, they want to go and do zina. They want to enjoy, after sleeping it's not enough. They want to take alcohol to assist it. They are meeting with women, no, it's not enough what they are having. They want to take, Viagra, so that they can have better enjoyment. All the time, it's corruption. If they are having salary, it's not enough for them. If they are going to do contract and the profit is maybe 10 million, it's not enough for them. They will go and meet the person giving contract, make it to 50 million. We'll give you out of the remaining 40 million, we'll give you 20, we'll take 20. Allah has already given him some. Always they are given to doing crimes. But Allah said, فَانْتَقَمِنَا مِنَا لِذِنَا أَجْرَمُونَ. Those that refuse to follow what the Prophet has said, unlike the Prophet before him, what they said, we seize them. But not all of them. Those that believe among them, we assisted them. وَكَانَ حَقًا عَلَيْنَا. It is a right they have over us, that for believing in us, we have to assist them. The same thing, when you sit down, people that believe in you and in the ways of your life that you are following, assist him. You see, Allah is telling us here, nobody has the right over Allah. But he said, وَكَانَ حَقًا عَلَيْنَا. But they have a right over us. Who? Those that say they believe that we should assist them. بِنَصْرِ اللَّهِ يَنْصُرُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah is one that assists with his assistance. But those that believe, Allah said, they have a right over us that we should assist them. That you are sitting down, you are praying in the morning, praying in jam'i, subuhi, zuhur, asar, maghrib, isha'i. You are doing all this tarawih, and your heart is strong and believe in Allah. Wallahi, Allah will assist you. Whatever he does not give you, don't think that he doesn't want it for you. What is he doing with it? He is looking at your own end. If a child is before you and he wants to take blade and play with it, don't give it to him. Even though the blade is, you are not using it for anything, because he is going to harm himself. But the child may cry, no, give me, don't give it to him. The child wants to take a bottle of glass to go and play with it, don't give it to him. The same thing, there are a lot of things you want from Allah, he will not give to you. But always, he is there to assist you, as long as you believe in him and the Prophet ﷺ. May Allah count us among those that believe in Allah and the Prophet.
Please, we are appealing for your generous donation to feed as much people in Samaru that we normally do during the Ramadan exercise. We need about 297,000 to feed 100 people, but it's 100 people we normally feed every Ramadan. But because of paucity of funds, it is 50 we are feeding currently. So please, we are appealing for your generous donation towards this noble cause.
And everybody should try in this Ramadan to say that I have given gift out to either my brother or my neighbor or somebody. In this, at least, if it's once, gift that you, when you accept it, you will be thankful to God that Allah gave it to you. Not any gift. Everybody should try to give something out. If it's cloth that if somebody was to bring to you, you'd be very happy. You to take one cloth out, give it. Something that when they give you, you thank. Not what if they give you, you don't like, then you want to give it out. So let us try. These Al-Majlis, let's feed them. They are telling us that Allah has favored us with something that they have not been given. So may Allah assist all of us. May Allah forgive us our sins. May Allah strengthen our faith. May Allah forgive our parents. This country that we are in, Nigeria, may Allah fortify it for us. May Allah bring peace in it. All those that are wishing for peace in Nigeria, may Allah strengthen them. All those that are wishing for evil in Nigeria, may Allah destroy them. May Allah weaken them. All those that are assisting Islam, may Allah assist them. All those that are bringing problems to Islam, may Allah weaken them. May Allah put them to the right path. May Allah tabaraka ta'ala reward our sheikhs. May he reward the sahabas for us. May he reward the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for us. Jahid Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All our past Muslim brothers and sisters and parents, may Allah forgive them. May Allah forgive all of us. All of us that came here to study as students, may Allah give us success. All those that are looking for good wives, may Allah give it to them. Those that are looking for good husband, may Allah give it to them. Those that are looking for what they will wear, may Allah give it to them. May Allah give us where we are, the house we shall stay in. The cars we will ride, may Allah give it to us. The food we will eat, may Allah give it to us. Everything is with Allah. All that we need will come from Allah. All that we need that will be good for us, may Allah give it to us. Jai Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق الخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق الحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره مقدار العزيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Thank you.